I want to share something with you tonight, and I'll try to be real brief. I ain't going to keep you long. I just want to kind of want to finish where I was working my way towards Sunday night there. And I do appreciate the Lord. And in Daniel chapter 3, we preached Sunday morning on the divine gift, or Sunday evening on divine gift, that gift we have of persecution, suffering persecution. And Philippians 4:29 said, for Christ's sake, amen, for the Lord Jesus Christ, because He suffered so much for us. And we do appreciate Him tonight, appreciate His goodness and His mercy and all that He does. You know the story in Daniel chapter 3 of the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and how that the Lord helped them through their diverse situations, and amen, different things they had to go through. But there come a time when the king would rise up, and he made an image, and he told them, every time you hear the sound of music, he said, I want you to fall down. I want you to worship that image. But you know the story, these young Hebrews, they didn't worship the image. Amen? They worshiped God. They stayed with God. They focused on God, and they just kept their faith and their trust in the Lord. And he says in Daniel chapter 3, verse 8, he said, wherefore at that time certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet and the flute and the harp and the sackbut and the psalter and dulcimer and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There were certain Jews whom thou hast set over the fires of the providence of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. I say, praise God for that. Amen. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. And Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my gods nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready, at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet and the flute and the harp and the sackbut and the psaltery and dulcimer and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made well. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said unto the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace one seven times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats and hosen and hats and their other garments and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king said, was astounded, and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound in the midst of the fire? And they answered and said unto him, a true, O king. And he answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of a burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes and the governors and the captains and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose body the fire had no power, nor was an hair on their head singed. Neither was their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent His angel and delivered His servants that trust in Him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own big G God. Amen. He said, therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sword. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the province of Babylon. Amen. Praise the Lord. May God add a blessing to the reading of His Word. Well, I tell you, when I think about this story, and I talked about that divine gift that God give us, amen, when He allows us to suffer for the cause of Christ, I'm glad, praise God, He gives us that. But when He gives us that, He gives us the deliverance that goes with it. I'm glad He gives us the power, amen, inside that'll take us through all the adversary, all the hardships and the problems that we have, praise God, and He'll deliver us on the other side. I'm glad I'm serving that faithful God tonight that gives us that blessed hope. I want to say tonight, here in your presence, that hey, it may come a time when we're bound up and we're beat down for trusting Lord Jesus Christ, for proclaiming our faith as a child of God. But I want to say tonight, irrequivocally, that you do not have to be free, praise God, to worship God. You don't have to be free to be faithful to God. Amen? Praise the Lord. If you don't get nothing, you remember that. You don't have to be free to be faithful. Amen? But you know why a whole lot of folks ain't faithful? Because they don't have faith. Amen? Hey, it takes faith to be faithful. Amen? Praise the Lord. Without faith, it's hard to be faithful. In Hebrews chapter 11, he says now, in verse 1, he said, now faith is substance of things hoped for. Amen. It's where we get a hold of something that's going to carry us through. He said, the evidence of things not seen. He said, for by it, what? Faith. See, it was through faith that these young men, praise God, and they stood up and they said, you know what? We're going to not take of the king's meat. We're not going to take in the king's traditions. And when it comes time to it, they said, we're not going to worship the king's God. Amen. They stood faithful, praise God. They lost their freedom, praise God, but they still had their faith. Amen. You know, right now in China, these people that have no freedom to worship like we do, but praise God, they've still got their faith. And they meet, praise God, they meet in houses, they meet in basements, they meet wherever they can meet, praise, to worship God. Amen. They do. They meet wherever they have to meet, praise. They have no freedom like we've got, but they still have their faith. Amen. There's coming a time when we may not have the freedom to worship like we do now. Amen. It ain't too far off. If the world and the devil and the demons of hell could have their right away now, they'd stop it tonight. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God that's still persevering. Amen. Helping folks persevere in these last days. They said, for by it, he's talking about that faith that they had, that substance that they had. Amen. That substance of faith to realize and recognize, like old Father Abraham, I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker's God. And if we settle in our heart that we're not going to stop worship and praising God till we get to that city, and then we'll have only just begun. Amen. Praise the Lord. The faith that we have in the Lord. He said, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So he says here, that these things that we see now, praise God, we see them because faith, hey, amen, we know where they came from and that they came from God. We have faith, we believe, we trust in Him, amen. We understand that everything that we have, it comes from God. Amen, praise the Lord. We can see it. We see Him. He speaks of these others that come along, and He speaks of the ones that all through the Old Testament, those New Testament saints that suffered and were persecuted for the cause of Christ. He goes over on in Hebrews chapter 11, 32. What shall I more say? For a time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also and Samuel and of the prophets. Now watch this. Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. Watch this. Here's the Hebrew children, verse 34. Quench the violence of fire. Praise God, they was in that. They bound them up in all their clothing, throw them in. I guess they feared he'd kindle them up. They'd burn real quick, praise God. But I want to say God's hand was upon them. The Lord was there with them, praise God. And that the smoke didn't even settle on their clothes. Amen. Praise God, he got down there, and I guess there was a portal there that the king could look to so he could see what's going on, and he seen four men walking around. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, quench the fire of violence, escape the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Amen. Praise God. You know what it was? That they stayed faithful to God. They didn't fight. They wasn't. Hey, you know most folks today's looking for a place to quit. And we, hey, most of them ain't even found a place to get in yet. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings. Yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. Were tempted. Were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented. Of whom, now watch it, of whom the world is not worthy. Amen. Praise God. He said those that was faithful to God, even during persecution, praise God, the world wasn't even worthy of their presence. He said they wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all have obtained a good report through faith. Receive not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Glory be to God. He's looking for that glorious day when we'll all be in the presence of the Lord. He said, glory to God. He said, then we'll be perfect like our Savior. He said, until then we won't be. But praise God, just have faith and believe that one day it'll happen if we trust the Lord. Amen. That He's going to bring us through, deliver us. Glory be to God, right into the very presence of the Lord. Giving us that help and hope, praise God, that we need in these last days that we live, knowing that the Lord loves us and He cares for us with a mighty care. So He said in Philippians 1, He said that we suffer for His sake, for the Lord's sake, amen. And when we get when things start getting hard on us, young, and when it seems like things are impossible, praise God, just say, you know what? I'm going to go through this for Jesus' sake. Amen. I want to say tonight, we get that mindset that no matter what we go through, we're going to say, you know, I'm going to go through it for Jesus' sake. I'm going to give glory to Jesus for all of it. And you know what happens? The devil he don't know what to do with that. Amen. It confuses him. See, the devil ain't used to somebody taking a stand. But praise God, when you take a stand for Jesus, it makes all the difference to suffer with Christ. And notice what took place, these Hebrew children. They come before the king. They said, you know what? If you do it when you hear all these Israel play, he said, it'll be well. He said, if you're willing to do that, it'll be all right. Amen. Didn't give them a chance to answer. And he said, but if you don't, he said, I'm going to cast you into the fiery furnace. But you know what these children of Israel said? They said, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. He said, hey, look, we ain't even going to answer that, praise God, because we're just determined to stay with God. Said, so we ain't going to try to argue with you. We ain't going to try to get out of it. We ain't going to try to make excuses, praise God. He, you know what it said? He said, we are what we are by the grace of God. Amen. Said, we're just going to stay with God and keep the faith. Praise the Lord. And they said, if it be so, if this comes to pass, he said, our God whom we serve is able to deliver. Amen. You believe tonight you got a delivering God? Amen. Praise God. I know. Hey, I've seen Him deliver in a mighty way. I had the privilege last night. Boy, about God. We had a spell. I've been going down there to Rogers. He's got Brother Billy Mitchell down there preaching. If you ain't ever heard Brother Billy Mitchell, you need to go hear him. You talk about a man of God. Hey, Brother David, you can't even take. Hey, if you get a seed thought, you can't write it down, because if you do, you'll miss four more. I mean, I'm talking about a man of God, a preacher. I mean, straight as an arrow. He don't pull no punches. But on the way down there, I went by and seen Greg's little papaw. Amen. I went over by there, and I'd never been there before. I hunted up the house, and I got there, and she was a-fixing supper. And boy, they just invited me in. And boy, he just overjoyed to see me. Praise the Lord. And we got to talking about the Lord. He got to talking about how good. I mean, you're talking about a fella that's still got problems with his feet. He's still got problems with diabetes. He's still got trouble with the flesh. He's having to get around on a walker. But he said, you know what? He said, glory to God. He said, I'm glad I can stand up and go around through this house and we're just praising and magnifying my Lord and my Savior. Amen. Amen. I tell you what, I don't know about you. Well, I about had me a spell. Amen. I thought, my, how we complain and murmur about every little old thing that comes our way, praise God. And he said, you know what? I'm just going to keep praising the Lord. Amen. Glory be. I mean, we had us a time. Went to praying, amen. Got over in a glory world. Amen. I had to apologize. I got done because her whole floor was covered with tears. I said, sis, you're going to have to go get them up. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why? Because the glory came down, amen. Faithful folks, I mean, people that's been through some trials and been through some heartache, but praise God, they knew who their Redeemer is. Amen. They got a hold of a promise. Like old Abraham, a faithful ain't letting go, praise God. I want to say, glory to God, we need to just get a hold and not let go. Amen. Ain't nothing. Hey, we don't have a thing to go back to. Praise the Lord. But they said, our God, amen, He's able to deliver. Amen. My God, he said, he blessed my heart. He said, boy, I can't wait till I get to, hey, he said, I get to heaven. I get to see my Savior. Amen. He said, I just want to, I said, I want, and you just got to know him. He said, I just want to crawl up in his darling loving lap and just look up in his face and let just see him as he is. Amen. He's got hope. It's faith with expectation. He's expecting till he gets there. Hey, these old boys had expectations. Amen. I think what's wrong with most of us Baptists is we don't have no hope. Amen. We don't have faith with expectation, expecting God to move. Expecting God to help us, amen, these last days. He said, if it be so, said our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning furnace. Amen, the fiery furnace. And he said, hey, by the way, he said, he's going to deliver us out of your hand too. Amen. You talk about Holy Ghost boldness. Amen. Praise God. They had Holy Ghost boldness. They believed God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then he said, but if not, be it known to thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Amen. He said, we're not going to do it. We're not going to worship. We're not going to serve your gods. We're not going to worship your image. He said, we're just not going to do it. I often wonder here, which one of them was the spokesman? Which one was the spokesperson? Shadrach, Meshach, or Abednego? Wonder which one spoke up. Amen. I believe they all thought it. They all lived, believed it. Amen. So the king takes these fellas, he binds them up, takes them down there, heats that furnace up seven times hotter than it's ever been. But or no, in other words, hotter than it should have ever been. Amen. Got some of his mightiest men, said, you take them fellas and you chunk them in there that they might die. Of course, you know the story. Went down there and when them soldiers grabbed them up, you know, I guess they got them by arm and by leg. They run up to that fire, chunked them in there, and boom, them soldiers went into instantaneous combustion, burn up. Amen. You say, well, preach, that heat must have been really hot. We got a hot God. Amen. Praise God. He just, and burn them up. They come with the two more with the others, and boy, I guess you, by the time they got to that third one, amen. Praise God, they were saying, wait a minute now, I don't know all about this. King says, chunk them in there. And they took them old boys, they chunked them in there, bound up, and they fell down there, bound up, into that fire, in that furnace. You see that picture? Old Nebuchadnezzar looks down through his peephole. He sees them, hey, they're not laying there in that fire. They're not being burned up. But praise God, they're all three loose, and they're walking around, and they're communing with somebody. Amen. Hey, they're talking to somebody in the midst of the fire. Hey, I wonder what happened if we got to talking to somebody in the midst of the fire. Amen. I mean, you know what happened? You'd get encouragement. Amen. You'd get staying power. You'd get that we need to bring us out of there with a shout. What happens? We come out with a pout over the least little thing. Get our feelings hurt. We turn around. We don't get, and we'll leave God, leave God's house, and leave God's people, and desert everything. And what'd God do to us? Amen. But they come out of there, praise God, they was walking around. Nebuchadnezzar looked in there and he seen them and he said, there's no hurt on them. Man, there's no hurt. He said, they have no hurt. And said, the form, verse 25, the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Amen. Who was that? That's Jesus. He said, who being in the form, praise God. The form speaks of who He was. Amen. He looked in there and he seen the Lord. He said, the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can you imagine that? He said, oh my. He said, what have I done? And he goes running around there to the door. I can see my mind's eye. He said, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, children of the Most High God. I want to say something tonight. I wonder when people look at us, praise God, do they know where we stand? Amen. If we set an example for them, something they can see, praise God, it might change their lives forever. Amen. Hey, they stood for it, right? Even if they had been burned up, praise God, the king still knew that they stood for God. They stood with God. And he called for them, and they was walking around in there with the Lord. Amen. Hey, they were in persecution. They were in hot. I mean, you talk about being in hot water. They was walking around in the fire. I mean, we get hot water a lot of time. Most of the time we bring it on ourselves. Hello? But they was walking around in the fire and they saw no hurt. Amen. They're bound, that would bound them, that was holding them in there, praise God. It didn't torn asunder. They could have come out anytime they wanted to. But praise God, you know what? Even in the fire, praise God, Brother Rex, they was communing with God. They said, you know what? It's all right. Hey, it's all right in the fire as long as He's here with me. I told some folks today, this talking about some hard times and some things that they went through. I said, praise God, what you got to do is run to God. Amen. Get a hold of God. Get to where God is. Amen. That's where you get that help. That's where you get that confidence. That's where you get the perseverance. That's where you get that staying power. Amen. And they walked around in there, and then old Nebuchadnezzar, he had to holler and say, hey, you fellas, come out here a minute. Amen. They was walking around in there. They was communing with the Lord. Wasn't in no hurry. See, most of us is too hurt. We can't even pray because, you know, we got so much to do. If we take 10 minutes of a day to stop and pray, well, that might get away from us. Amen. I've took a philosophy. My granddaddy told me one time, he said, if you don't have tomorrow, it won't matter anyway. I'll never forget, as a little old kid, I was a little bit bigger than Daniel, and me and him was a hoeing corn up there about on the ridge from where I live. And we'd sit down there and eat our lunch under a tree earlier that day and talked about the Lord and the goodness of God. And we got out there and we got to hoeing that corn. We hoed all of it. And we got down, we liked just two parts of a row. It wasn't even full rows. I mean, that's a pretty good side road, but they was just short roads. We done got down to the short road. You know, the kind you like when you're a kid. Getting close to being finished. And Granddad just looked at me and said, son, let's go to the house. I said, well, Granddad, we just like a row of peace and we're done. He said, we'll get it tomorrow. I said, well, we're on. He said, nah, I said, I'm tired, so let's go. I said, we'll get it tomorrow. He said, if we don't have tomorrow, it won't matter anyway. Amen. So we loaded up, we hung our hose there on a fence post, and we went to the house. Amen. I believe, praise God, hey, if we ain't got tomorrow, it won't matter anyway. You say, well, preacher, there's a lot of stuff we got to get. I wonder how much stuff we have to get done. Huh? You're going to die if you don't get it done? You think you will? We think if we don't get everything done on our bucket list today, amen, something catastrophic is going to happen. The sky will fall, we'll be crushed. But maybe you die in your sleep. So what? If you die in sleep, it won't matter anyway. Somebody else will pick up, praise God, and finish. You say, well, preacher, nobody can do what I do. Well, you're fooling yourself. Somebody will come right along, they'll pick up. Hey, man, they won't miss a lick. I thought myself when I was an assistant engineer, Silver Line President, I thought nobody could do what I did. Nobody could handle it. Nobody knew what to do. But guess what? I've been gone 2 years and they're still running. Amen. Still making pipes, still expanding. Now they did hire three fellas there to take my place. But amen, they're still going. Amen. We better take time for God in these last days. Because these folks that's watching us to see just how serious we are about our God. And if we put everything in this world before Him, then they'll think, well, you know what? They ain't very serious about that. Amen? Do you remember what I put on the sign here back of this? Do we always have time for those things that we put first? And then I changed it a couple weeks later and nobody even noticed. I said, then we put that the one that we put first. I change it from things to the one that we put first. And if we, when we take time, when we put something first, praise God, it takes priority. These fellows, Jesus, the God of glory, was the priority in their life. And they didn't take their eyes off of that priority. Amen. So that they might finish well. Nebuchadnezzar hollered to them, screams in that fiery furnace, said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, well, we don't want to. Don't want to. We're communing with the Lord in here. He said, come forth of the midst of the fire. He came forth of the midst of the fire. Amen. And praise God. He said, hey, listen, you know what? He said, I'm going to make a decree that if anybody says anything about the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he said, when I get done with you, your house will be a dunghill. Amen. He said, just be a heap of rubbish. What happened? That these fellows was faithful to God, amen, and it made an impression on a king. Amen. Made an impression on a king. He changed his own law. He said they'd be cut to pieces and their houses would be a dunghill. Because there is no other God that can deliver after this sword. Amen. We think you're in the fire. You think you're in the fire. We go through the fires. We go through tough times now. But praise God, it's nothing compared to what they went through. And he said, they're, even old Gentile, an old lost person, he said, you know what? Their God's a delivering God. I want to say he's the same God we serve tonight. Amen. He's a delivering God. He'll bring us out of this, youngin'. Praise the Lord. He'll bring us out with a shout. Bless his holy name. We just got to remember. Remember. Praise God that when it's all said and done, even if we lose our freedoms, we can still keep our faith. In other words, what I'm saying is this. If we lose our freedoms, which they're taking away a little, gnawing out a little at a time, we've still got to keep our faith because it'll all we'll have left. Amen? We've got to keep our faith. Our faith. We're all going to come in hard times. We're going to go through trials and tribulations and hardships. But praise God, if we just keep Jesus out there in front, just keep following Him, keep looking to Him, keep trusting in Him, praise God, He's promised to deliver us. Amen? We have victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. He gave it to us. We thank Him for that tonight.